Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A Shocking Blue bringing us back. A little Venus edition there, or version, I should say. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hey, Pam, you've been here 15 years. Happy anniversary. Thank you for 15 great years.
Thank you. I didn't realize it was so long.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, 15 years she's been hanging out with us. And we got her right out of high school, and it's been great ever since. She is the luxury shopper expert of the planet, on the planet, maybe in the galaxy. I need your website, please.
It's unitymarketingonline.com.
Folks, her work is high quality. Her research, she doesn't just pontificate. She backs it up with research. And I encourage you to find out more about her. Find her books. Meet the Henrys. I think that's your new one, isn't it?
That's my new one, and the Henrys are the prime customers. I mean, they're high earners, not rich yet, so they're not defined as incomes over $250,000. That's what I call the rich.
Right.
And those are the people at the top 5% of all U.S. household incomes. Prime members are from about $100,000 to $250,000
right.
annually, and they're the ones who can pay the $119 to join Prime, because
right.
That's a pretty high ticket. It's a lot higher than Costco, for example.
But if you ever join, it's automatic renewal, so you forget about it. Next thing you know, you've renewed, and so you're off to the races. But I wanted to talk, folks, as you know, Pam, in the earlier segment, we were talking about the Prime, Amazon's Prime Day, which is now actually 2 days. Before long, it'll be Amazon Prime Year, right?
So,
but there are some things, as much as we challenge Amazon, as we throw off on some of their practices with great justification, there are some things we can learn from them. Small business owners need to learn how to tie customers to them in a way that's not as creepy as Amazon, and they can do
right.
it. So here's let me give you an example. I belong to a wine club. And mm-hmm. I do a little business with them, and they send me a notice of wine, very limited edition wine, that because I am part of this club, I get access to that wine before me and the other people in our group get before the public does.
Right.
Now, because sometimes the wine's sold out pretty quick, so I have early access to that. Well, whether I buy it or not, I kind of like that. I like knowing that
right.
I've got a little. So, yeah, it's the snob appeal, right? And so you can do that. You can say, okay, Pam, we got Jim's boutique here. You know, he's a fashion maven, right? And so mm-hmm. I send you an email, Pam. Hey, the new trunks show's in. If you can, you're invited to come down. The night before we open the next day and get an early look at it. I mean, those are the kinds
right.
of things that if you support a company enough, that they'll give you those benefits. What do you think about that kind of approach?
Well, I think that there are so many ways. I mean, we're only limited by our imagination, and
mm-hmm.
I think there's so many ways that we need to look at how we can become more relevant, you know, using your term, more embedded, more knitted into our customers' lives. I mean, and it requires that we know them. It requires that we know them, that we have their email addresses and
right.
that we can communicate with them. I mean, something as simple as that. It requires that we utilize Google. I mean, most people are now looking at their phones to find places. So many small businesses that I work with and have researched don't even have claim their Google listing, for
mm-hmm.
heaven's sake.
Yeah.
And that's like a mini website all on its own. I mean, there's so many ways that we can think more about how we can use technology, which is Amazon's,
mm-hmm.
sweet spot, to become better retailers and better merchants and use that technology to understand our customers better and communicate better with them.
Well, that's exactly right. And there's so many different ways you can do that. And folks, you can't at this point in the world, in the marketplace, the way things are right now, you can't afford to not take advantage of all the aspects that are available. Because, Pam, as you mentioned, like with the Google, your Google address, if you just get one sale every 3 months from that, that's 4 sales a year. What is that worth? And for every Google, there's a Facebook opportunity, or there's an Amazon opportunity. I don't know. Those are all areas that in a way you can almost kind of call it gravy, because your main business is when you open the door and the bell rings. But the other stuff, the online stuff, if you're a retailer, the online stuff could be gravy, and sometimes that's your final profit at the end of the year. What do you think?
Right. Well, I mean, I feel that small businesses should definitely be using the internet and social media and so on to try to draw people into their establishment so that they can make, you know, look them in the eye and make that personal connection.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to use social media effectively, it's not enough just to put out, well, we got this, you know, the new product or this new item on sale. I mean, playing Prime, you know, Amazon Prime's game, which is all about discounts. It's that you're providing them with news that they can use, that people can use. And I mean,
Pam,
I gotta
stop you because you know how this works.
Oh. Hey, okay,
good
that's
job
fine.
Today.
We'll continue next time.
UnityMarketing.com. No, UnityMarketingOnline.
UnityMarketingOnline.com.
That's it, folks. Check it out. Yeah. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Pam Danziger, thank you for 15 great years.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.